Chief Superintendent Ian Murray, I am Head of Road Policing for Police Scotland.
Exactly 6 months today since the drink drive limit was slashed. How have things changed?
Well, we have seen, as we expected, a significant reduction now in the number of drivers who are drinking and driving, which must be good news.
And do you think that this new limit has reduced the number of deaths caused by drunk drivers on the road as well?
It'll take a while for us to see those that data coming through, because obviously we have to work through in terms of toxicology and a study of the deaths themselves. But to give you an idea around just the number of drink drivers that are being caught, prior to the limit changing, we were averaging 106 drink drivers in Scotland each week. That figure has now come down to around 80 each week. And now, it depends obviously when you take a snapshot of the weeks and the data of what numbers you get, but that's the average we've seen, so that's a significant reduction. But if you go back to when we launched and made launched the actual new limit and spoke about it before, we were actually finding more drivers, obviously, who were driving between what would be the old and new limit last year. And in November last year, we estimated we would catch a third more people each week if driver behaviour and drinking behaviour did not change in Scotland. So I think when you look at it in that light, if people's behaviour hadn't changed, instead of 106 a week, we would be catching 141 each week. So to see that drop to 80 shows that our experience now has mirrored what happened elsewhere in Europe when the limit changed, and that the blood alcohol counts of all drivers has dropped. So people have taken a heed of the warnings, and they are changing their behaviour, and that must make the road safer.
If Police Scotland were stopping a drunk driver every 2 minutes in Scotland, is that still the case since this new limit's come into force?
Well, we're not stopping a drink driver every 2 minutes. What we're doing is we're stopping vehicles. We're stopping on average at the moment 36 vehicles every hour, just as part of routine checks or because of offences that are being detected. So we are engaging with that number of drivers, one a driver at least every 2 minutes. So you've never been more likely to be stopped, if you are driving a car in Scotland. You're never more likely therefore to be found. If you have been drinking and driving, you're never more likely to be caught than you are at the moment.
Speaking to pub owners across Glasgow and the West, they have said, they have noticed a big change in the attitudes of people going to the pub, and there's one pub that's actually been almost out of business. So that just goes to prove that people's attitudes have actually changed and they are taking heed of what's happened.
Yes, I mean, bear in mind, you were still looking, any alcohol at all has an impact on your driving ability. I mean, that's why the police message for 50 years has been don't drink and drive. At the old limit, what the doctors and the medical opinion would tell you is you were 6 times more likely to die in a crash than if you did no alcohol. And even at the new limit, you're still 3 times more likely to die than if you had no alcohol. So we are still the same message, that the only safe limit is don't do it at all. Don't take the chance. Don't drink. Don't drive. And you can plan your week. You can plan your life to make sure that you're keeping yourself and everybody else safe.